So now that we're having today, might be we're session having the mind training. So maybe mind training, we will start from the that okay remaining part, what we left it last time. Okay. Now the changing, now the through the action, no? Supreme means has a four action. Immediately apply for your patient to whatever you encounter, yeah. So this way now he talks about the four. Generally, whenever you face the misfortune or the difficulties or the like these things, so what we have to do is that, okay, so what it talks about, the supreme means or the four actions, no, immediately apply to your practice, to whatever you encounter. So it talks about the four actions. Four action, that through that four action, applying on your practice, that it will help you to the encounter with the challenges or the difficulties. So now that you can see that applying the four actions. So from applying the four action, it talks about the generally when we have that, but the first action is the first action we call the action of the motivation. Okay. So that's the name, the very strong motivation. Whatever action, whatever the things what you are going to do, you need a one strong motivation. When you have a very strong motivation to do that, that will make the big difference of the action or whatever the practice or whatever, it will make the big difference. So yeah, that's the one thing. Okay, so that's why it's called the first action, called the motivation. So generally, whatever the Dharma practice, not only the Dharma practice, whatever the things what you have to do in your life, first thing is you need a very strong motivation. So that's called the first action. They will be the four action. The first action we call the motivation. When you have a very strong motivation to do the whatever the works you have to do, then you need a very strong motivation. Once you have a very strong motivation, the Dharma practice or the whatever, it would go very smoothly. So that's why it talks about the first action. That's called the motivation. So generally, they're saying that whenever the works what you have to do, so generally, whatever works you have to do, you need first the motivation. That motivation comes in many different ways. So generally, the motivation, sometimes motivation comes by the itself. Sometimes you have to create that motivation. So that's the motivation in the Dharma practice. When you have a very strong motivation to do the Dharma practice, then the Dharma every practice will become very simple and easy. But if you don't have that motivation, then it will be difficult. So that's why to create the motivation, you have to see the qualities of the Dharma practice or whatever the jobs or whatever the action you are going to do. Sometimes you need to create that motivation. Oh, that's how you need the motivation. So that's why you can see that the one thing is very clear that the generally. So if you look at every of the things what is going to happen in your life, whether you will succeed to do that or not, it depends very much of your motivation. Only your very strong motivation, the success rate is much higher. Whatever you do, yeah, very funny thing. Okay, today morning I'm have the breakfast in the car because in the one place I'm going to the teaching place. So early morning I'm leaving from one place to early morning, so I had a breakfast in the car. Lunchtime I'm having the lunch with the people, so I have to talk, could not finish that properly from the lunch because I have to concentrate more on the talking with the peoples. Dinner time I'm having the class. So okay, so anyway, so you can see that the one other thing is the as here, it's a talk. So generally in our lives, we have to encounter with so many different things. Sometimes we have to encounter with the challenges, sometimes we have to encounter with the good deeds, sometimes we have to encounter with the so many different the actions. So whatever the encounter, when we have to face all these challenges, the first thing is the motivate is that you need a very strong motivation that you can do it. That is the one of the very strong motivation. Once you have that, the motivation that you can do it, then you will get the self-confidence. The right now, the from the psychology terms, what they call the self-confidence, it's not other than the Buddhism what we call the strong motivation. The strong self-confidence only comes when you feel that you can do that. So that's why always in the Buddhism encourage the people that you have the potential to achieve the enlightenment. You have the potential to do the Buddhahood. We all have the Buddha seed. That's bring us a lot of the confidence, a lot of the strong motivation. Yeah. So this is one story. This is one small boy. small boy. So he went to play. There's a two small boy. There's a girlfriend. Yeah, girlfriend. And these two small boy went to play the games. So while they're playing the games, one the small boy fell in the well. So when the small boy fell in the well, there is no other one else. Only the one, his friend, the small boy. There is no other person near of that well. So what happened is that the small boy, one is outside of the well, one is already fallen in the well. That the small one outside the well just shouting for the help. But no one can approach there because there is a completely remote area, so no one else near of that. So what happened is that then the small boy just threw the rope in the well, tried to pull the out of his friend. So what happened is that then he pulled out his friend from out of that well. Out of that well. So once he out of that well, so he tried very hard out of that well. When he took out that boy out of the well by the pulling the rope, and then these two small boys get back to the village. Then they narrated their story, but no one could believe them. Because they said, how can the one with the small boy, that's a very small, how can pull that other small boy from the well? He had not that much of the strength to pull him out of the well. So then what happened? Once they get back to the village, what happened is that then the once they're getting back to the village, all the villager could not believe that. So they are asking they feel that this small boy is telling the lie. But the one thing is that there is one old man in that village told that small kid is telling the truth. So that's what happened is that. So that's all the villagers, that the old man in that village told that boy is telling the truth. Because the boy, when he was pulling his friend out of the well, there is no one else there. Now it's very much that he have to do himself. When he thinks that only he have to save, now only he have to do, he only can demonstrate strength because of the motivation. Now he has very strong motivation to save his friend, that the only him have to save his friend. That motivation helped him to get that strength. Okay, So that's something like that in our life. Sometimes a lot of the challenges we overcome, but sometimes we don't get that confidence that whether really we can overcome that challenges. Sometimes later challenges, sometimes the difficulties, what's coming in the life, sometimes shakes our confidence. So that makes our challenges more difficult to face, especially the sickness. Once a person gets a sickness, really sometimes it shakes their hopes to get over with that sickness, the confidence it lose. Yeah, then the second thing is generally if you look at, I think I told last time, because when you look at the lottery, the winning chances are very less. Only I think 99% you won't win. But the people have a lot of faith, a lot of the hope and the trust that they can win at the lottery. They have only maybe 1% to win, 99% they cannot win. But still they have the trust and the hope to winning the lottery. So human mind is a very strange. Even if you know that you have 99%, there is no chances, but still you hope the more that the 1% side. So that's why I think the lottery business goes very well. But the human mind is very strange that when you come to the challenges, the difficulty comes. Even you might be 50-50, but still you cannot get that confidence. Still you cannot get that hope that you can overcome the challenges. Whether you can come over that challenges, they might be 50-50%. But still you cannot, very difficult to generate that hope and the confidence that you can overcome that challenges. But the lottery is only 1%, but still you have very strong hope, you will generate a very strong hope that you will win that lottery. Yeah. So that's the things, okay? So that's why it talks of the first action is the motivation. Yeah. So that's why once ever you are having the some of the, so it says the supreme means for the four action. Immediately apply in your practice. Now the second thing is your practice means a Dharma practice. Sometimes when you are having to do the Dharma practice, so Dharma practice sometimes the one we have that lose the motivation. Because sometimes you will have very strong motivation to do the Dharma practice. Sometimes you will lose the Dharma practice to do the strong motivation to the Dharma practice. Because when you started doing the Dharma practice, 1 or 2 days, 3 days, then slowly it will become very normal towards you. Yeah, so that's the thing that you're losing the motivation because of the sometimes you are not thinking the positive qualities. Whatever your Dharma practice, you have to strongly think of the positive qualities. Whenever you think the more positive qualities, then you can generate the motivation to do that practice. So now the second action, no? Okay. So generally in the Dhamma practices, sometimes that we also have to know that a lot of in our life we are having a lot of the negative karmas, and also we are having a lot of the sins in our negative karmas and the sins in our life. So that's why sometimes it is make very difficult to do the Dhamma practice. Also that's why it comes in our life, a lot of the difficulties comes in our life. Okay, so now the generally what's happening is that in our life there are the two things that make us very unhappy. The first thing is that in our life that sometimes we cannot achieve what we want. We cannot get what we want. This is the one thing. Second thing is that in our life, some things that comes in our life that what we don't want it. These two things makes us very unhappy. Yeah. First thing is something that in our life that what will not achieve or what will not get what we want. And the second thing is that sometimes that does in our life it something comes that what we don't want. These two issues makes our life is a very difficult and unhappy. So as I told the last time, when I pull the mattress, so that's why I had a hand pain last time. You remember that? That is something like the pulling the mattress. This comes with the hand pain. So really, I don't want the hand pain, but just the pulling the mattress, I have that hand pain. That the hand pain, I don't want it, but it comes into my life. So they should be the one reason why it's happening. So that's what's happening is that that's the point is that so that's why the one I talked with one of my students told me that when I'm pulling the hand and I had a hand pain. So one of my students told me that Rumiji, you are getting the old. So that's why very be careful when you are getting old. So I'm not so sure whether because of I'm getting the old or what. But thing is that the why it's happening. The mattress, usually all the people pulls a mattress, nothing happens. I also pulls a lot of mattress before, nothing happened that time. So that's why it's called sometimes we're having the bad karma or the negative, and that's sometimes we're having that karma, so it comes. So legendary stories goes that even the Shariputra and the Mangalputra, sometimes they have to face the difficulty because of the karma. So that's what happened is so that's why what I think so that's why the what I think is that so one so that is something like that. Now you are here, it's talking about the four action. This is a four action. It talks about how we can reduce the all of the negative actions. So one point, it's also talk about the four methods of the four action to purify the all the negative karmas and the negative sins. So that's why it says in the life that the why does something unwanted thing comes in our life? Why? There's one question always comes. So that's questions because the why unwanted thing comes in our life. Because that is something that the karma, that's what throw the something that the unwanted things in our life. When you purify that karma, so most of the things are what comes in our life, so it will be favorable things. But this is one thing. The second point is that from the mind training perspective, whatever comes in our life, we can change that into the right things. We can change that into the favorable condition. So as I told you before, whenever the hand pain comes into my life, that pains, but it gave me a lot of lessons. So that's why I don't have any regret to what happens to that the hand pain. But now I'm completely fine, okay? But the past several weeks, I had a little difficulties, few weeks. Okay, now the second action is the antidote, the action of the antidote. So every of the challenges, every of the difficulties, every of the negative karmas, they have the antidotes. So we have to find that antidote and we have to apply that antidote. So that antidote, so what you have to think is that the more you want to have to get the antidotes. So that antidote is something that you have to find it, that antidote. So how you can find that antidote is something that you have to find. You have to get the antidotes. So each of the whatever the challenges, whatever the negative traumas, everything has the one antidote. That antidote you have to apply it. Even the poison have the antidote. Yeah. So that the antidote. So that's that is something like the action of the antidote that you have to apply. Example, when you generate the anger, we are not applying the antidote at all. No, just we're taking away by the antidote. So that is no, we are not applying that. Whenever the negative thought arises, we never try to apply the antidote. That is the one biggest mistake we are doing in our life. Day before yesterday, or day before yesterday, I think day before yesterday, I'm just having the one in the south of Taiwan, south of Taiwan. I'm having the just dinner with the one of the, all of my students, and they, with their families and a lot of people. So that time, one family narrated the one story. Yeah. I think day before yesterday, or two days before, something like that. Yeah. So that the one father told me that he was that in that dinner gathering, that family, that the father told the one thing that he had one, two kids. The elder one is around 5 years old. The father told me that he used to teach his kid and telling him that whenever you get angry, the angry ghost is still appearing inside of your mind. When you get more and more angry, the angry ghost will become bigger and bigger inside you. Then that angry ghost will tell you to the bad things. So whenever anger comes, you have to control your mind. And then he told me that he just keep the teach of my methods and the controlling the breath, concentrating on the breath, and the teacher told him that the angry ghost, whenever you get the angry ghosts are coming, you know. When you get more angry, the angry ghost will become more and more bigger and bigger. The angry ghost comes bigger, then it will take you to the bad things. So he teach like that. He told me he talks like that for his kid. It's a 5 years old or something like that. 6 years old, yeah. So then the one thing he told me that sometimes when the mother gets angry, the small kid, the 5 or 6 year old kid used to tell that, and now look, the mother, in the mother, the angry god is appearing in the mother. Then the father told me that he used to say that when the mother gets angry, then he used to say that now the angry ghost is appearing in the mother. So kid was quite funny, because I just remember the one other issue. One time I just told the kid that I will give him a one horse, just like I just told him the one horse. The kid is 5 or 6 years old. Then the one, do you remember in the Taiwan Deepcar magazine, they just published the me and the, with that horse with the Mongolia. Then I think that kid have saw that picture. Then he asked his mother, this is the horse that Ramuchi is going to give me. This is something, another truth, not applying the antidote, no? So this is the one, the second action is applying the antidote. Whenever the negative thought arising in our mind, you are something that carried away with that negative thought, we never try to apply the antidote. Once we try to apply the antidote, then the second will be easier, third will be easier. So that is the one thing that's happening. So if you look at our mind, whatever the negative thought, whenever you see the some negative points of the other, necessarily or unnecessarily, most of unnecessarily, you will try to accuse the other. You will try to show the bad things of the others. You will never think to apply the antidote, that whatever negative thoughts when you arise about the others, that is the one big mistake you are doing. So that is the second, now the second antidote, whatever, it's the second action. So generally like that, so every other things, there's some things, a lot of the negative things, what are the wrong things, what we are doing, we are not trying to apply the antidote at all. So that is the one biggest mistake what we are doing. So that's why all of the negative thoughts getting a more stronger and stronger. Like the father said, the angry ghost will become more stronger and stronger in our mind, because we have not applied the antidote at all. Once you apply the antidote again and again and again, that all these negative thoughts which were coming in our mind get better, more, it will become, it will go more big. And yeah, so third action is whatever the wrong things, whatever the negative things, whatever the wrong thing, it's whatever we did in our life, we have to think that we will not do it again. All the time we have to not do it again. Then again, you have to need that kind of the mindset. Even once you know that what you are doing the wrong things, but still we are not having that mindset that we will not do it again. That you need it. Suppose when you have that something, when you take the vow of pipe preset vows, and when you break the vow and bring the alcohol, but that time you have to should have the one mindset that you will not do it again. Then you have the very strong mindset. You need that. When you criticize the others, when you realize that you are doing the something wrong things, you should have a very strong mindset that you will not do it again. Then only you can refrain of the doing the wrong things. This time, when I'm coming from India to the Taiwan, so I just bought the only one-way ticket. One-way ticket, usually sometimes there will be no problem with getting the one-way ticket. This time, the airport where the ticket counter, before issuing the boarding pass, they asked me the return ticket. So they told me that I need a return ticket. So I told them, I'm not very sure that when I had to leave from there. So I told them that I will buy the return ticket from there, from Taiwan. Then he told me, if you're buying from Yeah, you have to show me the purchasing power. So show me how much cash you're having. So I told him I have the debit card. So he told me, okay, if you have a debit card, just go in the get from the ATM machine to get me the show the balance in your debit card. So he wants to see. I have only a few thousand Indian rupees which cannot buy the air ticket. Then I told him, very sorry that I will not make mistake like this next time. Definitely, when I come next time, I will buy the ticket. So I insist him, please forgive me. But I met a very good person. So he told me, now next time you should not do like that. He just let me go. Yeah, so then I told him, really, I will not make like this mistake the next time. So really, I learned it. So I told him that. So something like that mindset, you should be like that. When you're doing the wrong thing, you should have the mindset that you will not do it again. Yeah, so the third action. So third action is that we have to need the one mindset. So sometimes whatever we do, the wrong things, we will not having that mindset that we will not do it again. When you are not having that kind of the mindset, so again you will do it again and again. Just like that when you are having the anger, negative thoughts, it's arising again and again because we are not having the mindset that we will not generate like this thought again. Also when you are telling the lie, also you are having the criticizing, unnecessarily criticizing, showing the negative points of the other. These also wrong things, actions we are doing it. We are not having that kind of the mindset. That is the third action. So we should have the one mindset that not to commit that again, this wrong actions. So something like that, yeah. So yeah, I never thought that he will ask like that question. Huh? So I thought when I showed him that I have a debit card, listen to me, and then he's asking me to show the balance. When I show the balance, I could not purchase the ticket. Oh, so the only thing that I have to tell that really I will not do it again. Now really I learned that one thing. No? So now I have set up a mindset that I will not do it again like that. but very funny thing is I feel that really the Buddha is supporting our blessings. But it went very well, but I requested him, I told him that I will not do it again, please. And he let me go. But I think the rules, I think that we might he did that return tickets combined to the airlines rule. So that's the mindset. So that's the one with the mindset. We will not commit that again. Okay, do it again. Okay, that is the one with the mindset. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now it's the fourth action is that sometimes it's a praying for the Buddhas or praying for the merit field. That can be also the prayer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Prayers. Mm-hmm. So that's a prayer for the merit field or the prayer for the Buddha. That is the one of the action, or that is the one thing action we have to apply when we challenge the difficulties or like that. Generally, when we challenge difficulties or challenges comes in our life, first thing is that it will disturb the whole mind. That is the one of the first thing what it does. The challenges or the difficulty comes, it disturbs a lot in our mind, so that when the disturbed mind cannot seize the things that very properly. So when we pacify the whole mind, first thing is we have to pray. That the prayer will pacify, then it will help us through the disturbed mind to become the undisturbed. So when you see the disturbance, certain challenges or the difficulties or the whatever, some of the pressures or the work pressures or the whatever comes in your life, these type of the first thing is to disturb your mind. When you disturb the mind, so suddenly what are the small issue always makes you very big trouble. Because your mind has become very weak now. So when your mind is disturbed, to become the mind, disturbed mind, to become the undisturbed, the first step just to the prayers. So now whether you pray, that will really help you to overcome that or not, that is not one other questions. But at least when you are having the prayer or something like that, so you have the trusting to someone, that will pacify. So that's why if you look at the Gandhi's life story, the Gandhi faces a lot of the challenges, a lot of the difficulties. So he had mentioned the one thing, the first, what he gives a very strong and the strength through the prayer. So that's why he told that. In the Gandhi, he wrote the one book, called My Experiment with the Truth. In that book, he narrated all his biography. In his book, that he told that whenever he faces challenges or the difficulties, he relied on the prayer. That's why he gives a very psychological and the mental strength through that prayer. So even if you look at Nelson Mandela's life story, he also believes on the prayer. But I don't think that the Hitler would believe in the prayer.
So whose last story, Rimchen?
Nelson Mandela. Mandela played the blips. But I don't think that Hitler will believe on the prayers. So yeah, that is them. Now if you look from the Buddhist point of view, Buddhist very Buddhist point of view, what we are saying, the prayer, it's something like a wishes that what we are praying, for the Buddhas, or that power of the Buddha that makes us the whatever the wish is comes true. When we have the positive karma, two things should come. Ours are having the positive karma and the praying to the Buddha by the power of the Buddha and our positive karma. Once you get together, then the things happens, whatever wishes. For that to do to the power of the Buddha and our good karma to get to union, what we have to do? We have to do the prayer. This is the only way to get the unions of our good karma and the Buddha's power. Still, if you have a good karma, still the Buddha has power. But if you not pray, it won't come. Okay, now the first, yeah, so that's why it's just like to immediately apply in your practice to whatever you encounter. So these also giving the some of the messages to whatever encounter in our life. In our life, maybe they will be the encounter of so many things, no? Positive things and negative things, no? Whatever comes in our life, so that we have to apply these practices. So this is something that talks about the reality of the life. We are learning a lot of the reality things, the reality of the history, reality of the universe, reality of the human body, but we are not learning the one thing, the reality of the life. Reality of the human life, that is the one that Dharma is. It always talks the reality of the life. But when you study from the modern education system, you are learning the reality of the history, reality of the universe, reality of the human's body. There's a lot of things we are learning, but we are not learning the one thing, the reality of the human's life. That is talking about the reality of the human's life. Sometimes we are being as a human's life. Sometimes when we are not knowing the reality of the human's life, so then how can we live? It is impossible. So if you are not knowing the reality of the human's body, how can you become this treatment for the human body? You cannot treat it. So once we have to live as a human's life, we have to know so many things, the reality of the human body. Then only we can live properly. Sometimes the human life is very long. One point human life is very long. One point the human life is very short. So it's very difficult to say if it is long or short. Maybe not neither. Maybe both. So sometimes when we are doing the prayer, no? So there is a Sunday prayer. So we are getting a lot of a list of the people who passed away. So sometimes when you look around something, it's very, yeah, something when you look around, so lots of people is not passing away. It's something like the one that shows that the life is short. The one point if you look, the life is long. One point if you look, the life is short. This is the one thing. This is the one of the biggest reality of the human's life. So we cannot believe that the our life is short or we will die. Because we see the only death of the others. So we cannot see the death of the ourselves. So that's why we are not believing that we will die. So that's why, so that's why the life is something like the human's life. So something like that, the human's life, sometimes if you look at the time, it always goes very fast. So if you look at the time, so when you look back from your date of birth, so how it goes very fast. So from the year passes very fast, time is such a fast. Because it's very true that the time, the humans, that the time calculation is the base of the movements of the earth. The earth, how you rotate the sun, is very fast. So based on that, if you look from the scientific point of view, how the our time is based, the 24 hours a day, it based on the movements of the earth. So movements of the earth, how the earth moves toward the round of the sun, it's very fast. So why they are not having 26 hours a day? Why not 22 hours a day? Why they fix on the 24 hours a day? Because it's based on how the earth rotates to the sun. So how the earth rotates to the sun, it's very fast. Very moments are very fast, no? So that's why it's very clear. For scientifically, it's very clear that the time goes very fast. Time goes very fast. So that's why one thing is very simple. The life is short. If the time is not going so fast, then we can say the life is long. But the time moves very fast. So that's now comes the conclusion that the life is short. So this life is short means every moment of every time of our life is very precious. Something like that, every moment of our life is very precious. Because life is short. Time is the only thing that's the most expensive. What I feel is that, as I told you, that the most expensive thing in this world is the time. That the time is the most expensive thing. You cannot purchase or you cannot buy the time. Any cost. I like to go to the parks and the walkings, usually when they are the good parks, no? So one time I'm going to the parks and they're just walking. Then the people ask me, why you go to the parks? Just walking. So I used to tell them that because I'm the monk who have nothing to do. So I just go to the park. But I know that a lot of them are, a lot of the people sort of, who feel they have nothing to do, just wasting the time. So because I feel that in the parks, usually when you go in the walks, the people who really have the walks, they rarely come to the parks. The parks and the walk in the people who don't have any walks, then more they will come in the park. And not as well the old people, retired people, they will come in the parks. And what they will do, just play the games and drink the wine, so that's all. Really, they have nothing to do. The other thing is, we have nothing to do when coming to the park, take the walks. So I need to tell you. Yeah, so something like that. Every moment of the time is precious. So that's why I always filter the life, how we waste it, invest the time. That's very important. Because every second is accounting in our life. No? So as I told, the life is, time moves fast. That's why life is short. So that's why every moment of life is very precious. So that's why, that is one of the reality of the life. That is the one reality of the human's life. So that's why the Buddhism always talks about the death points. So now you can hear, you can see. So that's moments, so every encounter in our life. So every moment our encounter in the life, most important is we try to make it good, try to make it better. So from my point of view, I also say that one of the people comes to the movie theater, goes to the movies, more to the nights. Also these people who have nothing to do. So they're getting the boat, so they want to get in the boat and they have nothing to do, so they have to kill the time. They have to go to movies. They use the Facebook or the internet and to watch the movies. And they go to the TV, watching the TVs and the nights and all this. There was also one person who had nothing to do. Today morning in the teaching time, I told the one thing. Today morning teaching time, I told the one thing. I saw the very interesting one, the poster in the restaurant. The restaurant in the poster, it said that we don't have the Wi-Fi, so you talk each other. So sometimes we are not knowing that when spending a lot of time on this gadget, we are not knowing that how precious human life we are spending it. When you are spending a lot of time with these things, you are just killing the time. That's all. You are not making it a very meaningful effort life or the moments of the life. We have to try to make it meaningful. Yeah. Okay, so maybe today I will stop here. If you have only one or two questions, maybe we'll have the one or two question session. Then I will say the small prayer. Okay, again, there's one sick person. So we will say the prayer for the sick person. Okay. If you don't have the question, maybe I'll pray for the sick person. Okay, you will pray for that. Okay, generally the sick is very difficult for the human life. Yeah. So just think that we will pray for all these people. Okay. So the sick people, maybe sometimes the sickness will come from the karma, sometimes sickness will come from the obstacles, sometimes sickness will come through your own not caring properly to your body, sometimes sickness will come with the wrong consumption, so forth. There are many reasons that how the sickness comes. Yeah? So mainly it depends very much on the wrong consumption of the foods, I think. Yeah. This time when I traveled for the Central India for 2 or 4 days, really I had also feeling little bit of the difficulties because they give the food as a very spicy in the place. So I have no other choice to eat that. So it also hurts, no? So this is some sort of wrong consumption of food, but I have no choice. So when you are having the choice, no? So that's why you consume the food, very proper consumption of the food is very important. Less kind of the non-veg, not having alcohol, not having the right food. So that's a very important when you're having the choice for the consumption of the food. So when you have the right consumption of food, it will bring the less of the physical illness.
There's another question.
No problem. Okay, what?
So Rinpoche, there's some information saying that when you do some virtues on some special days, then the merit will be multiplied a lot of times. For example, we do on some sacred days of the Buddhas, then the merit will be multiplied. So is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Especially also it depends very much on the merit, what you accumulate front of the very holy things like a Buddha's, the very holy objects. When you do it, something merit front of the Buddha's holy object. So also its merit will multiply much more. Also sometimes also in the special day, no? Buddha's enlightenment days or the Buddha's like these days also when you do the merit, it will also multiply here. Yeah. But the thing is that the Buddha's enlightenment days are very different. According to the Tibetan calendar, it's a different. According to the Theravada tradition, it's a different. According to the Chinese tradition, it's a different. Okay. So one point, good thing, there are three Buddha enlightenment days. But in the reality, I think Theravada is right. Because the Theravada calculation is based on the ancient Indian astrology. So it's a right. But I follow the Tibetan, the Buddha's enlightenment day. Because my master follow it. But yeah, my master follow that, I follow it. This is not a question of the right and wrong issue. Right and wrong issue that I say that the Theravada tradition, what their calculation is right. Because they have more logical evidence on it. But what I follow is the what my master follows, that that's what I follow. Okay, that's all. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.